The diphtheria outbreak is worsening in Bangladesh, in what's rapidly become the largest refugee camp in the world. The camp is home to some of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya people who fled Myanmar since August last year. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The waiting room at the Samaritan's First Diphtheria Treatment Center in the Balukali refugee camp is packed. The room isn't really a room, it's just some benches under a tarp awning.
Yesterday was a very busy day for us. We saw 117 patients came in to be screened. That's the most we've seen in any given day.
Dr. Andy Doyle is the medical director for this tented field hospital. This facility only treats diphtheria, an airborne bacterial infection that can be fatal. So the very first thing the staff members do is make sure the patient really has diphtheria and not just a bad cold.
It's not something we see in the West, so most of us, all of us from the West that are working here, never saw this disease until we got here a week or two ago, and now we're experts on it.
It's not seen in the West because almost everyone is vaccinated against it. Doyle says diphtheria turns out to be pretty easy to identify. The patients have high fever, a sore throat, often a runny nose, and a severe inflammation in the back of their throat.
Sometimes get swelling in their necks, especially in the younger children, and their neck itself will get really big. It's called a bull neck. And those are the signs that the airway is in impending danger. And that's what we look for.
And that's how diphtheria kills. The person's throat swells up and eventually they can't breathe. As of the middle of January, there'd been nearly 5,000 reported cases of diphtheria in these camps and 33 deaths. The refugees are packed together in makeshift shelters. Toilets and water wells have been randomly dug all over the camps, often side by side. The poor sanitation in the camps, plus the extremely low vaccination rates among the Rohingya, have allowed the disease to flourish. Diphtheria can often be treated with antibiotics, but if the person's airway is in danger of being blocked, they're given an antitoxin via an intravenous drip. The treatment has the potential to spark a fatal reaction.
For the entire administration of the medication, which can take anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, that nurse will sit at that bedside the whole time, monitoring, watching for the slightest hint. And they've gotten really good at picking up the very subtle signs that an allergic reaction is about to start.
In a ward in a big white tent behind the reception area, Noor Asiya Begoon is on hour number 2 of the treatment. She's one of the more than 650,000 Rohingya refugees who arrived in this camp over the last 5 months to escape what the UN has called a campaign of ethnic cleansing by the Myanmar military. Her mother, Naina Khatun, says they feared they'd be killed by the soldiers if they stayed. Now their family of 7 lives in a small bamboo and plastic shelter and relies on international food aid to survive. When her daughter got sick, Cotton says she was worried because she didn't have any money to pay for a doctor or medicine. All of the treatment, however, at this Samaritan's Purse Clinic is free. Marcella Cray, a project coordinator with Doctors Without Borders, says this refugee situation is extreme in many ways.
We've had a big measles outbreak, and we've also had the biggest diphtheria outbreak that the world has seen in a long time.
Cray says back in Myanmar, the Rohingya lacked access to even the most basic immunizations.
What we can see is that the refugee population, specifically the Rohingya, had very little access to healthcare.
Humanitarian groups have launched a massive campaign to try to immunize nearly 1 million people in and around the refugee camps against diphtheria and other vaccine-preventable diseases. But it will take several rounds of these immunizations before the Rohingya will have adequate protection against diphtheria. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.
And tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday, Lula will speak with Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico. Has a lot to say about President Trump. You can hear that conversation tomorrow morning. Just turn to your smart speaker and say, play NPR.